This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of the program, and you can call us 877-726-8255 is our number. We got lots to talk about this hour. We invite your phone calls, 877-726-TALK. And let's start by talking about a very interesting study, a study of over 100,000 pregnancies in 92,000 women done in Denmark. And it's entitled The Association Between Maternal Gluten Intake and Type 1 Diabetes in Offspring. And what it suggests is that gluten may be a culprit when it comes to a child's eventual risk of developing type 1 diabetes. And I mean gluten consumption by the mother in pregnancy. And it's fascinating from the standpoint of preconceptual planning. Because another thing that I'm sometimes called upon is healthy couples come to see me and they say, what can I do to ensure the best outcome of my baby? Or sometimes women come, they're pregnant, they want to know what they should eat, what supplements they should take. The advice given to them by their OBGYNs is usually cursory, you know, eat what you want, just don't gain too much weight, here, take this prenatal. And that's it. And so the reason they did this study is because there have been animal studies which consistently show that there is an effective diet on the development of type 1 diabetes. And we're talking about type 1 diabetes. We're talking about the type of diabetes where you eventually have to go on insulin. And not like type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, so some people require insulin ultimately, but the problem is usually too much insulin, insulin resistance. Individuals are overweight typically, and just by cleaning up their diet, going on a low-carb diet, they can normalize their blood sugar. I recently saw this in a guy who had very high blood sugar, and I told him to come back in 3 months. Instead, he came back in a year. He was a thin gentleman, so it kind of worried me that his hemoglobin A1C was in the high sevens, and I thought, I wonder if this guy really can turn this around with diet and supplements. And instead of coming back in 3 months, he came back in a year. I guess he wanted to give himself a chance to really turn things around, and I repeated the test, and his hemoglobin A1C was 5.6, and that was just fantastic. Well, that's type 2 diabetes. That means, you know, no insulin was required. He was making his own insulin, making enough. But in type 1 diabetes, the pancreas starts to fail to produce insulin. It's an autoimmune disease. And in animals, they have a type of rat that is bred to be highly prone to type 1 diabetes. And it's used in diabetes research. And what they did is, in those mice fed a lifelong gluten-free diet, the incidence of diabetes fell from 64% to 15%. Virtually all of these mice get diabetes. But when fed a diet free of gluten, it goes from 64% to 15%. And they also detected patterns of inflammation, autoimmunity in these mice, in this case mice, given a gluten-free diet. So the theory is, and there's some scientific rationale for this, celiac disease and type 1 diabetes share a similar genetic background. There's something called HLA, which is a kind of a place on the chromosome that has an impact on autoimmunity. And celiac disease and type 1 diabetes share some similarities in their HLA types. So anyway, that was the rationale for this experiment. So, or this observation, because it wasn't an experiment. It was just a dietary recall study, and they recorded how many of the babies ended up developing type 1 diabetes when they were children, with a follow-up period of 16 years. So you kind of have to wait, right? Because not a lot of really young children develop type 1 diabetes. Typically, juvenile onset diabetes, as it's sometimes called, develops by the teenage. Okay? So here's what they found. The average gluten intake was 13 grams a day, which is a fair amount. It ranged from 7 grams a day to more than 20 grams per day. 20 grams per day, that's a lot of gluten. That means you're eating bread, pasta, all the time. What they found is that women with the highest gluten intake versus those with the lowest gluten intake had double the risk of type 1 diabetes development in their offspring. Now, this does not say that women who are pregnant need to be on a very, very strict gluten-free diet, not one morsel, not one tiny slice of bread is going to make their child diabetic. It's just the preponderance of gluten. This is not like celiac disease. In celiac disease, a very tiny amount of gluten can trigger symptoms. Just the amount of gluten that's in a size of a vitamin capsule can start inflammation in your intestinal tract, characteristic of celiac disease. These are women who don't actually have celiac disease. They have no apparent symptoms, but at high intakes of gluten, when they consume substantial amounts, they increase their offspring's risk of diabetes. So, fascinating study. It's suggesting that maybe we can genetically screen some women, find out if they have a predisposition to this HLA type, or their offspring have this predisposition, and then be ultra careful about gluten intake. There's also some studies that suggest that dairy consumption by young children, cow milk dairy consumption, not human milk dairy consumption, but cow milk dairy consumption, is associated with the risk of type 1 diabetes. So these things, you know, these are relatively new introductions into the human food supply. Yeah, grains have been around for millennia, but that's not long in the scheme of things from an evolutionary standpoint. Same thing with cow's milk. Domestication of cows and goats occurred a few thousand years ago, but paleo-humans only consumed human breast milk, not cow breast milk, not goat breast milk. And baked bread and pasta, that's a relatively new thing in human evolution, suggesting that these things may have an insulting effect on the immune system, creating havoc, not just in the person eating them, but in the offspring. Here's a corollary story. You know, some people concerned about gluten consumption, and there's an article about gluten-free communion. And the headline here is, gluten-free communion is, quote, worth the small effort for some local churches. And, you know, I am not an expert on this. I'm not of the Catholic faith, so I can't really speak for the policy. I think the policy is that you got to have some gluten in those communion wafers, maybe very tiny, tiny residual amounts, maybe under the radar for people who suffer from celiac disease. There's an alternative, is that you don't take the communion wafer at all, that you wave the communion wafer and you just have the communion wine. What's interesting about that is that some people are they're alcoholic, and they don't want to drink anything that has alcohol in with them, so they offer them the option of some grape juice. I don't know whether it's de rigueur to have alcohol in your communion wine. But The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops guideline states that bread should contain some gluten for it to be valid for the Eucharist. They offer low-gluten bread and other denominations, the Baptist method and other Methodists and other congregations, sometimes offer the opportunity to eschew products that contain gluten. This is, I think, going to become an issue for reform within the church. Yes, tradition is important, but also people's medical conditions need to be respected. And, you know, technically, it does require a certain threshold of gluten to create symptoms in patients with celiac disease. It's better to have none at all, but a very, very tiny amount. It's not like the peanut residue that you can have that causes anaphylactic shock. You require a fairly material amount, maybe a half a gram, 500 milligrams of gluten to trigger symptoms. But folks taking communion would probably do better off opting for the low-gluten or no-gluten options. Sort of a sign of the times that this is receiving attention. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And I want to share with you something that I'm increasingly relying upon for treatment of autoimmune conditions. You know, autoimmune conditions are often predicated on something called a leaky gut. What happens in the gut doesn't always stay in the gut. And there's a tendency for toxins or food antigens, byproducts of bacterial degradation, fungal byproducts to get past the barriers in the gastrointestinal tract and go into the systemic circulation and wreak havoc. And one way of sealing the gut is with a product called colostrum. So I want to share with you some details about colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. It's my favorite colostrum these days. It's got a special delivery system. That's why they call it colostrum LD. Liposomal delivery ensures that colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. It's an enhanced delivery system. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from infancy to old age. It's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function. If you want to try it, please go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And we created a special offer for you. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. So give it a try. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for colostrum LD. So this item is also having to do with type 1 diabetes. And type 1 diabetes, of course, is, by definition, it's sometimes referred to as IDDM, insulin-dependent diabetes. By definition, you're not making enough insulin, so you need insulin to help you properly metabolize your food. And, of course, without insulin, people used to die of type 1 diabetes. But before insulin was developed, kids who had type 1 diabetes, usually it was kids, young people who developed it, referred to as juvenile onset diabetes, these folks were given an ultra-low carb diet. And if you go back in the archives, you can see the food diaries that these young children kept very scrupulously, counting their carbohydrates and making sure that their carbohydrate intake was very low. And it kept them alive for a long time. And without insulin, of course, they still had a limited prognosis. But that was the way to treat it in the old days. So nowadays, insulin's around, and the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, recommends that you consume ample carbohydrates, just cover it with insulin, and, obviously avoid really high sugar junk, although you have to look at some of their menus. Some of their menus include foods that are very high glycemic index. But, you're taking insulin, so it's going to take care of it, they think. They say, and they recommend. But here's a little paper called Management of Type 1 Diabetes with a Very Low Carbohydrate Diet. And by the way, these kids were taking insulin, but they did so much better with a very low-carb diet. This is actually a survey of kids who are part of a group. This is a self-care group of parents who have their kids following a very low-carb diet. They found that the average age of diagnosis was 16. Participants had an average daily carbohydrate intake of 36 grams. That's very low. Their average hemoglobin A1C was 5.67, which is barely abnormal. And they did extremely well in terms of diabetes-related hospitalizations, only 2%. Very rare that they had problems. They did exceptionally well and suggest that not just for type 2, but type 1 diabetes, people should be following a VLC, very low carbohydrate diet. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite you to call us 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol offers 50 years of expertise. Their mission is to provide top quality supplements at affordable prices. Protocol is family owned and manufactures the majority of their products in-house, affording control over quality and cost. Protocol's manufacturing process is certified by the Underwriters Laboratories, and their products are non-GMO and USDA certified organic. In fact, I'm so confident in their products that I've included many of them in my Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Protocols. Protocol for Life Balance is only available through licensed practitioners, so ask your doctor or healthcare professional for it by name. You can get them at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Protocol for Life Balance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And in a moment, we're going to take a call from Neela. Lewis, the talkback wasn't on, but I want to take a call from number 242, Neela, one of our recorded calls. But before we do that, we're on a roll here talking about diabetes. And here's an interesting study. You know, back in the day, Dr. Atkins, we have to acknowledge, was a true pioneer in treating diabetes with a low-carb diet. He was a student of Banting. Banting was a British guy who cured his diabetes and obesity with a very low-carb diet. That happened in the 19th century. And since then, they've been studying low-carb diets for modifying overweight, insulin resistance, and diabetes. But one of the bones that I had to pick with the late, great Dr. Robert Atkins, who knew personally quite well, was that he was permissive of the use of Splenda because he wanted to give his patients a break. I mean, something sweet, okay, it's synthetic. He wasn't a fan of NutraSweet. He wasn't a fan of saccharin. But the then relatively new sweetener, Splenda, appeared innocuous and didn't seem to create a lot of problems. And it gave patients a little bit of mouthfeel, you know, of something that was gratifying, a synthetic sugar that could be zero calorie. But here's a concern just raised about sucralose, which is Splenda. In the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, this randomized controlled trial involved healthy subjects, and what they found was that individuals who got a lot of sucralose in this experiment showed a significant decrease in insulin sensitivity. So that's called insulin resistance. And insulin resistance is when the insulin that you make is ineffective. It just doesn't work at the cellular level. And high levels of insulin tend to sock the fat on, prevent weight loss, encourage weight gain, and are a pathway to type 2 diabetes. So the conclusion of the study, sucralose may have effects on glucose metabolism, and our study complements findings previously reported in other trials. So there you have, you know, it. There is no free ride when it comes to sweeteners. At the very least, sweeteners will perk the appetite for sweet foods, and they may be, even if they're zero calorie, they may be gateway drugs back to sugar. And in the case of sucralose, and certainly in the case of NutraSweet, NutraSweet seems to disrupt the microbiome in such a way that it has metabolic effects and may encourage the development of obesity and diabetes. So, you know, I'm sure, had he been aware of this, if he were alive today, that Dr. Atkins would apply a correction and renounce Splenda as part of his dietary program for treatment of diabetes. Let's talk to Neela. Do we have that call queued up?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Neela Benito. I sent you a message on Facebook Messenger, but I also have a quick question regarding adrenals and when they're highly elevated, make your heart beat really fast. Doctors have told me to take a beta blocker, but I don't want to do that. So what do you recommend of the cortisol being highly elevated? And what do you recommend as the standard test? I did the saliva test, five samples of saliva in one day and sent it to Genova. Thank you so much. You are awesome.
Thank you very much, Neela. Okay, so this is what we sometimes refer to as adrenal overdrive, and let's keep in mind that the adrenals don't just make one thing. You know, the thyroid makes basically two things, T4 and T3. They're similar, so it's a simpler organ. The adrenals make a whole lot of things. They make DHEA, they make pregnenolone, they make stress hormones like cortisol. But also epinephrine and norepinephrine, which is sometimes referred to as adrenaline, dopamine. So it's a complex organ. And when these things, certainly these things are overproduced, this is a stress situation. And so how do we get a handle on that? Well, conventional blood tests sometimes miss it, unless you have full-blown Cushing syndrome, which is an adrenal tumor that overproduces cortisol. But you can get a handle on it by using a saliva test. And the saliva test, you do it on awakening, and then you do it mid-morning, and then you do it later in the day, and then towards the end of the day when you try to go to sleep, you do it again. And typically we'll find in stress individuals a very high level of cortisol, which is one of the stress hormones. And yes, then they can be symptomatic. They can have insomnia. They can have anxiety. Cortisol also tends to produce weight gain because it acts like prednisone. It keeps the fat on. It breaks down muscle. And it has this deleterious effect on the brain and on all the organs. It, you know, constant stress will stress the heart, the brain, you know, every cell in the body responds to the effects of stress. So, you know, the question is, what can you do? Well, I recommend a comprehensive strategy. And that isn't just a matter of what pill you can take from my full script dispensary. Yes, there are some things that tend to bring cortisol down. One of my favorites is Cortisol Manager. Also, magnesium needs to be replaced when people are subject to stress. You can take theanine. Or you can take GABA for stress. These are natural products that help anxiety. But you really need to take a holistic approach. Exercise can be beneficial, but too much exercise can actually cause you to be in a high cortisol state, you know, constantly in a state of fight or flight. So you don't want to overdo it. There are certain relaxing exercises, you know, Tai Chi and yoga, which center on breathing and slow coordinated movement. Also, even good talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy is something that I recommend to all my patients who suffer from stress, and I wish more of them would take advantage of it, because there's a stigma associated with going to a psychologist or to a social worker, because it makes it seem like you're nuts, like you got a mental problem. But these are people who help people cope with the effects of stress. We're all susceptible to stress, and we all need better coping mechanisms, and there's professionals who can teach us techniques for dealing with the stress in our lives. That's what cognitive behavioral therapy is about. In fact, it's actually akin in some ways to Buddhism, because at the very fundamental level, it helps us understand how external events are really not what determine our mood. Our mood actually is something that's more subject to our personal control through breathing and through meditation and relaxation. So, you know, in Buddhism, it's thought that some of these emotions are illusory, and that's really a great orientation that people can take rather than identifying with the events that occur outside them and their emotional states. They can recognize that those are transient states that don't necessarily reflect their ongoing permanent reality. So, that's, you know, a comprehensive approach to this. And, you know, a good starting point is that adrenal stress test. So, you know, you didn't share the results of that, but presumably you got high cortisol, which is a stress state. And I got to say that, you know, when I do this test on patients here in New York, I would say that at least 60% of them, maybe more, show up with excessive levels of cortisol, because the noise, the tumult, the schedules, the job demands, the personal demands of urban life in America in 2018 caused people to have permanent state of high cortisol. And that's something that we all need to work on, unless we've arrived at the point where our adrenals are completely burned out and we suffer then from low cortisol. We can't get going. We suffer from complete burnout. That's the end stage of adrenal excitation. Okay, 877-726-8255 is our number. And more on the subject of diabetes. Let's share this about vitamin D. Vitamin D lowers inflammation in diabetes. Well, we know that diabetes is a state of high blood sugar. But, you know, why is that bad? Is high blood sugar bad per se? Well, high blood sugar creates inflammation throughout the body. And in diabetes, people, it's not the high blood sugar that kills you. It's all the related diseases which are accelerated by the diabetes. Cardiovascular disease, stroke, inflammatory joint problems. Diabetics are very prone to degenerative diseases that cause them to suffer loss of well-being, but also ultimately kill them at younger ages. So this is a meta-analysis, a systematic review of 28 randomized controlled trials of vitamin D supplementation that measured inflammatory markers in patients with type 2 diabetes. And what they found was that vitamin D dosages ranging from 200 IUs, which is a paltry dose, to 6,000 IUs per day, that's more like it, or from 50,000 to 60,000 IUs per week, that's also a pretty decent dose. And what they found was that, this is the key part, vitamin D supplementation significantly lowered C-reactive protein levels, C-reactive protein or CRP. Highly sensitive CRP is one of the most important cardiovascular risk markers. Also something called tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha, and sed rate commonly used to measure inflammation. All were lowered by vitamin D. Also, vitamin D increased leptin levels. Leptin helps with appetite and regulation of fat metabolism. And so what they're saying here is that vitamin D supplementation appears to have a beneficial effect on inflammatory markers in type 2 diabetes. And so, you know, the mnemonic device, D for diabetes. Easy to remember. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And are you suffering from fatigue? Well, many of you are due to an illness or due to just being worn out. And I want to share with you some information about the only clinical formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. And the research on it just keeps rolling in, thanks to Garth Nicholson, who's been a guest here on this program. He is one of the lead researchers on NT factor, which works on the mitochondria in such diverse conditions as fibromyalgia and Gulf War syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome. But many patients, say patients who've undergone chemotherapy, patients who simply are suffering from age-related decline, they're tired. And it's about the mitochondria. That's where the action is in terms of energy production in the body. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor. It's a complete vitamin and mineral formula, one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that make ProPax, but some patients may want to keep their favorite multi or fish oil and still harness the power of NT factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And here's really exciting part. Now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. It's a BOGO, buy one, get one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, personally, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or if you prefer, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And remember to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout for the buy one, get one free offer. All right. Remember the old song? There's a fungus among us. There's a rumble in the jungle. Okay, well, you know, my singing abilities aside, and that may date me, some of you remember that song. It's for real. And we've been talking about the yeast connection for as long as I've been practicing medicine, since the early 1980s. And actually, that theory came about in the late 1960s and 70s, and has really influenced our thought in the field of integrative and functional medicine. But it's been poo-pooed by conventional doctors. They say, well, look, if you've got a yeast infection that's that bad, you're on your way out. I mean, you've got a yeast in your bloodstream? Oh, my goodness gracious. And, you know, only extremely immunosuppressed patients, patients with advanced cancer and AIDS develop those types of problems. But ordinary people don't have yeast. Well, new story. This one dated September 20th, 2018. Brand new study. Gut fungus exacerbates asthma in antibiotic-treated mice. And, okay, well, it's antibiotic-treated mice. What relevance does that have to humans? Well, folks, we are, many of us, antibiotic-treated mice. We're part of a huge experiment in which we overuse antibiotics for minor colds and flus and, you name it, urinary tract infections, ear infections, sinusitis, prostatitis. We get dosed with antibiotics literally from cradle till grave. And folks who have asthma especially get given antibiotics because, well, when they get sick, their asthma gets worse because any inflammation of the respiratory tract causes their asthma symptoms to get worse. So the conclusion is that it must be an infection and it has to be treated with an antibiotic. Well, according to research at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, researchers found that a certain fungal species. It's not Candida. In the past, the overgrowth of Candida has been previously observed to exacerbate allergic airway disease in mice. But in this case, it's a different fungal organism. It's called, I never heard of this, it's called Wollemia melicola, a little known fungal species. And its overgrowth is encouraged when you kill off a lot of bacteria with antibiotics. But it's highly immunogenic. It stimulates the immune system to promote inflammation throughout the body, and especially in the respiratory tract. And the mice are then more prone to develop asthma-like inflammation in their lungs when exposed to allergens. It's a familiar theme. It's that yeast activates the immune system, and then the immune system becomes more on alert when exposed to common things in the air, you know, dust, mold, pollen, and perhaps certain foods. So what this suggests is that the yeast connection is real, and, well, what about going on a low-sugar diet to cut off the food supply to the yeast? What about using antifungal herbs or medications? Well, this study doesn't speculate on that proposition, but it suggests that we exercise caution in our overuse of antibiotics, and it also suggests that maybe, just maybe, the yeast connection is not simply a figment of our overheated imaginations. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. And remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Experience. You can go to drhoffman.com and download many of our stories, newsletter articles, and blogs. Also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget our podcasts. We have additional podcasts all through the week, which are free and available to you through your podcast source, whether it be Stitcher or iTunes. Download our podcasts, subscribe to them, and become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.